Hello, and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for April 2026. This is Jen.
I'm David.
There's so much news. Oh man, just like in the last week, just ridiculous amounts of news has hit.
Lots of little news tidbits, nothing huge unless I'm forgetting something.
Well, just the lists of all the upcoming stuff.
Yeah, it's mostly just list of toy names that are coming. That's gonna be like half the episode.
Yeah, but the thing is, with everything just being like, once you know the names, it's not a huge surprise. It's like, yep, selects Titan Energon Tidal Wave sure looks like Energon Tidal Wave.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like back in the days when you would get names and you have no idea what that name was going to turn out to be.
Spoilers, there's at least one I remember of what the hell's that.
I mean, occasionally you get a what the hell is that. And of course, there's always the, like, code names for the collab stuff, which are fun to guess at. But yeah, I mean, once you get the list, it's usually just going to be what you expect. Occasionally, it may be disappointment.
Yeah, every once in a while, it's like, the fandom was like, oh, I bet this is going to be a redeco of X mold, and it's Y mold, and we're like, why didn't you go with X?
Why did you do that? Or occasionally it's something like Liege Maximo, and you're like, they're not just going to do a totally page-accurate G2 Liege Maximo, and then they do, and you're like, yes. Wow.
New mold, that's not a redo. Yeah,
they throw G-Axis out there, and you've been burned before. You've been hurt by promises of a G-Axis. And then they actually make the G-Axis that you wanted when you were 15, and then it's good stuff. So occasionally there are good surprises that are just like things you weren't expecting. But for the most part, things tend to be what you're going to expect them to be. I did really appreciate that Wave and Kingdom when we got wrong Inferno. That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, every once in a while.
When we're having a Beast Wars series and there's Voyager Inferno. It's like, oh, okay, so that's the fire ant. And Hasbro was like, no. It's not.
That I don't think has happened in a while, because they've been better about specifying, like, which continuity it's from.
I loved that so much. I mean, I did want Inferno, but also I thought it was just hilarious. because
we were expecting the wrong one, yeah.
Me and no one else wanted that Inferno that year. So yeah, we have a whole bunch of news. We are going to go down the lists of the recent listings. And then at the end of the episode, we're actually going to go into a little more depth on what we think about them. Because there's just so much to get through. But to start off with, we have another wave of 2026 Studio Series. It is a Age of Extinction Bumblebee, Age of Extinction Optimus Prime, Rise of the Beast, Scourge, yawn.
Mostly. I mean, the Scourge looks nice, I guess, but...
I mean, I should probably be more appreciative of Peter Dinklage, because I like Peter Dinklage, but...
Oh, I forgot he even voiced him. It's been so long. It hasn't really been that long, but it feels...
We are still getting Transformers 1 toys, which is really good because that... I personally had worried that that was just going to be like a flash in the pan and they'd forget about it.
Yeah.
It's a good movie and it's got really good designs.
It's a very good movie.
So yeah, we are finally getting that awesome boxy Soundwave toy. Which I actually got the bigger Blockies model kit of already, because I was just like, if I'm getting one of these, he's a really neat design.
Yeah, I've seen that at Walmart a couple times, and it keeps tempting me.
And they're doing Thundercracker. So that is 2026 Studio Series. We now have information about what's going to follow Age of the Primes. Though, actually, let me rearrange this a little bit. First... Mm-hmm. We've got the 2027 Age of the Primes Extra Wave, which I would guess if you want these, you probably want to pre-order them, because this sounds like Tailenders to me.
Yeah, the last waves, fifth waves or fourth or whatever they are, they have a problem showing up in stores.
50-50 chance that these will...
You'll never see them.
You'll never see them, and they'll be ridiculously expensive, and it'll be like me trying to find the second jump starter going around TFCon 2019, no table had him.
Or they'll only show up at like a Walgreens in Canada or something.
Or they will show up en masse at Ross next year. So yeah, those are the two options. Or Ollie's. They will be all over Ollie's. You either cannot get them or no one can get rid of them. So that is going to be a deluxe G2 Wild Rider. Still filling out that G2 stuff, which we'll get to in a minute. Deluxe Sky Guard. Deluxe Breakaway. So many lists. Alpha Bravo. I'm glad that we have not forgotten about Alpha Bravo, one of our random additional aerial bots. He's a good boy. Voyager Cyber Shark, Voyager Guzzle, which could... That's one that's like, what are we doing with that?
Oh, a Voyager Guzzle. Yeah. I didn't notice that.
Because usually these end waves, I mean, they do have some
Voyager
new stuff, but also they'll have, Voyager, you know, pre-molds and lots of redecos.
Unless he's a Brawl redeco, that's technically a Voyager.
Yeah, but, and that would be kind of weird because he's only a Voyager because he comes with extra pieces.
Yeah.
So that's one that... Put a question mark on that one. I like Leader New Prime.
New Prime. Just...
New Prime. So Rodimus? Like, what do you mean New Prime?
But Leader.
And then MW, presumably Machine Wars Starscream, which...
Hopefully as a leader.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, probably a Skyquake... Redeco, though that Skyquake was really Transformers Primey, so that would be kind of weird to have that as Machine Wars Starscream, but there's definitely some interesting ones. I'm going to have to pre-order Alpha Bravo to make sure that I get the extra good boy, the additional surplus good boy.
If Alpha Bravo is also a Vortex Redeco...
Yeah.
Maybe we're getting Autobot Combaticons?
Huh. So you think that Guzzle is part of, like, some weird combiner?
Because Guzzle's a Voyager, so... I mean, because Alpha Bravo was a Vortex Redeco originally, so having him be a Vortex Redeco, again, makes sense. But Guzzle's the weird one, and if he's just a Brawl Redeco remold...
I want to know what New Prime is. That's just... I have questions.
What if New Prime is Onslaught?
That can't be New Prime.
I know. Well, I was like, what was the G2 one? The tanker one?
Oh, just Laser Optimus Prime?
Yes. But what if it's like a remold to that?
They did a Laser Optimus Prime, like,
I know, but it was like a triple changer.
No, oh, no, they, that was another, they did right, another the, one.
Because there was a triple changer, and then there was another one.
Like,
yeah,
2 years ago, and he's still showing up at Ross. I kind of wish I'd come across. I still have my original one that I bought from Toys R Us with, like, babysitting money. So I've been a little slow to pick up newer ones.
New Prime is just such an odd name that it's like I'm just grasping at straws.
It's really weird. But I am glad that the surplus good boy has not been forgotten. So yes, after Age of the Primes, we will be getting Age of Evolution, which, okay. We have Deluxe Barricade, Deluxe Nightbird, maybe an RC redeco, because they've done her as RC in Japan.
Somebody was saying, like, Road Rage, the motorcycle?
Maybe.
Is that the right name?
I could see that, yeah.
Because there's a ninja head for that.
Yeah, I mean, he was a ninja.
Throwing stars.
He was also going to still be a ninja when he was going to be Jazz. like a ninja in the night, he strikes swiftly and unseen. God, that was... Because when I think of silence, I think of jazz. And so yeah, that's a possibility.
Deluxe Collapse.
Yeah, what? I have questions. That could be a good name for one of the rock guys, one of the Infernac folks. Yeah. So I would definitely have to, I would be required to acquire
it. It does very much feel like a weaponizer, like it's a rock or a Junkion.
Yeah. Which
we already have a lot of the
both of those I am required by law to purchase because I like junk and inhumanoids. So that is one that I'm curious to see what it is. Also, I have a lot of questions and I'm very curious. Voyager G2 Megatron.
Uh-huh.
Which, yeah. Again, I guess we're gonna save the heavy discussion for later, but stick a pin in that. Animated Slipstream.
Yeah, as a Voyager.
Which is one of those, like, I guess how Studio Series started their new Seekers with Thundercracker and not Starscream. We get Animated Lugnut, which is cool. You know, the nice thing about Animated Lugnut is they can't give him a nose.
Yes. And also Leader, so he's hopefully bigger than the original.
Yeah, he should be a big chunky boy.
The original one was decent sized, but I know for a really big one.
Leader size Energon Scorponok.
Fuck yes.
I don't know if they can recapture how fun that original toy was, but...
Maybe not.
They can try. We'll see, because that original toy just had a lot of that, like, tactile playability. We are getting another Selects Titan. I guess they haven't given up on that line, so that's good. Good for them, because some fun stuff comes out of those. Energon Tidal Wave, which is just going to be a different color deco for Tidal Wave, but it's a really good looking deco.
Yeah, it's the one I have. It's gray and white with lightning bolts on it.
Yes, if you haven't seen it or you don't remember it, just look it up. It's pretty great. And then there is going to be a Walmart capsule called Megatron... What was that? Megatron Rising?
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
Yes. Megatron Rising is going to be... Megatron Rising Resistance is going to be the Walmart capsule, and it's going to be heavily Decepticon. Speaking of forgotten Combiner Wars members, we have Rook.
You say it's going to be heavily Decepticon, but like... Unless Collapse is an Autobot, everyone we've named in this line is already a Decepticon.
Well, that is interesting. Yeah. I guess they're going in on Decepticons for this whole, like, quarter. We've got Rook. We've got one called Viper, which I'm curious about. We've got Scoop.
I don't know what.
Which, like, the Target Master? I don't know. We've got Voyager Slash... Which, again, I have questions about. A Voyager...
Wasn't Slash the name of the, like, the core size or whatever it is, Dinobot?
Yes, the girl Dinobot.
Okay.
But this is a Voyager.
Yeah, so...
Question mark. Voyager Skyfire, which is listed as two words.
Two words.
And a Voyager. So that's interesting to see what comes of that. Leader Snarl, which... Could just be the Studio Series one in a different deco. Oh, I've got Baby Kitten behind me making a sound.
Something squeak.
That was a baby sound. And then a multi-pack. No idea what the multi-pack is. Yes, for those who do not listen to our other podcast, Stasis Pod, I have some little tiny, currently 2-week-old foster kittens right now in the room with me. They do have a mama here taking care of them, but if you hear tiny kitten sounds, it's my babies. It's my little babies. Now, Miss Mary Shelley is over there looking at me like, whose babies? Actually, excuse me? Those are not your babies. Those are my babies. She's being a really good mama.
Oh.
Also, very exciting, 2027 Studio Series listings. Got some, it's, you know, it's kind of a mix of stuff that I care about at all and things I do not care about at all. Because it's a good bit of live action movie stuff and then some other things that I care about a great deal.
Oh, and one very weird thing, unless I'm on the wrong page.
So I have a lot of questions about these A-levels. I mean, one of them is pretty straightforward. It's just a TF5 Bumblebee. Wait, 5 was the last night?
Yes, the last day one, which was the last night.
Okay.
I don't know what makes it specifically that version of Bumblebee, though.
Yeah, I don't keep up enough with the individual movies. And then the other one is Dreamwave Optimus Prime.
Which everyone is clowning on by posting Dreamwave Optimus Prime art.
I'm literally just posting what it describes. I heard a joke that it was just going to be a balloon.
And the most hideous truck mode ever.
Yeah, it's like... The only
a
way
random
you can...
number of wheels and big puffy, small puffy window nipples. And...
The only way you can do that is just to make it look terrible. And I don't know who that's for, except Pat Lee specifically.
And the head has to be on like an extendable mecha neck so it can get that one pose. He's got like a giraffe mode.
It's got to have an ab joint so he can crotch thrust properly.
Well, you know, that's just ab crunch is fine.
I have been wondering, as a very short diversion, if Skybound feels compelled at all to do a Dreamwave omnibus. Like, they shouldn't, but they totally should. That would be, you know, I've gotten pretty good about not hate buying things so much. That would be a hate buy for me, because I would absolutely buy it and be so mad about it. Yeah. So, curious to see what that's going to look like as a three-dimensional object.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the non-A-level stuff is a Movie 86 Alicon, a Movie 86 Wheelie, which I guess will be a slightly different deco than the carded retro one. Movie 86 Red Alert, which, like, is that one of the battle-damaged ones?
Probably.
Maybe. Oh, that's going to be sad. That's going to be real sad. Yeah. I can have the wrong Inferno carry him around. It'll be melodramatic. TF1 Shockwave, which, again, that's a really good design. So that's great to have that. Movie 1, I guess the 07 movie Jazz. Maybe he comes apart at the waist. That stupid movie. I hate it. That made me so mad when it happened in the theater. At BotCon,
Deluxe,
where I saw it. Devastation Goldfire.
Goldfire.
Which I guess is a gold bug. I need to play Goldfire? Devastation. I need to, like, take a week off of work and catch up on my backlog of games and play Devastation.
Yes.
Devastation Nemesis Prime. And then we get...
Oh, I guess it was just a different deco. Okay.
Then we get IDW.
Yes,
we got Studio Series IDW that they've been teasing us with for literally years now. I mean, we can't... You can't be like, oh, they never do IDW, because they did IDW during IDW. They did that really good Skids.
Yes.
And they did Tailgate, and they did Swerve. They did that Rung, but that Rung doesn't count because he's so angry.
He's tiny.
He's tiny and angry. But yes, we are getting a Studio Series Nautica. I mean, they did a Nautica previously. It was just extremely hard to get and not like...
Yeah, it came in a box set and it was just a remold of Blur.
Yeah, that Blur engineering that they just reused for a million different things. So this is a proper new dedicated mold IDW Nautica that you can just buy and not have to buy some extremely niche box set to get a hold of. So that is really exciting. Immediate pre-order. Slam that button. Voyagers, 86 Quintesson Judge, movie 1 Ironhide, movie 1 Ratchet, and... Oh, so Drift is a Voyager. Oh, he's gonna be really, like... That's gonna be one of those where they put the money in the engineering, I think.
Yeah.
He's probably gonna be one of those Voyagers who seems small, but he's just, like, really... Maybe it's just all the extra budget goes to his swords.
Yes. Just,
I am curious. Of course, we don't know if that's original flavor Drift or More Than Meets the Eye Drift. But we do have a pretty good toy of the original flavor one. So I'm hoping it's More Than Meets the Eye. But honestly, either way, I will probably buy it. For leaders, we get Marvel. I like that, because we had the Marvel stuff before, but it was always, like, you know, fan channel stuff, or, like, the special boxes, the limited set that they did with the Straxus and the Zeron. But this is an actual mainline studio series Marvel Soundwave.
Whatever that means. Is he going to be purple?
Because you know what's funny is they keep recoloring the comic to, quote, fix it to make him blue. So if you get even, and that was one of the first things when the compendium came out, was I pulled out my original issues to compare, and they did, quote, fix him to be blue. So that would be kind of hilarious if they made it purple to go with the version that you only see if you're looking at the original printings of the original comics.
And that one panel where he has a mouth?
Yeah, he definitely needs to have a weird head. He needs to have that weird, like, toy design but pushed a little too far head. Yeah, that's honestly pretty tempting. Also leader size, so he's going to be a big, suitably chunky boy, IDW Fort Max.
Yeah.
Well, so that's...
That's the thing. IDW Fort Max, I feel, is he's a chunky Voyager, I would think, but...
Nope, he is leader.
I guess if you're making him leader, he will have those giant treads on the back. Can we have working treads?
He's got guns on his legs.
Yeah.
So he's gonna have... Oh no, if they did working treads, I can't survive that. That's too good. I love working treads. I love when they're just...
I know, we don't get it often enough.
That's one of my favorite things about the HasLab Hiss tank, is the working treads. You can just... I need to unpack that thing. And I need to spray paint it up with Dreadnought stencils. But, yeah, that is... Haven't they, I know third parties keep wanting to do it, but it never keeps... Did Mastermind Creations ever actually do one?
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen one.
Because they kept, like, teasing it, but I don't know that it ever actually happened. So Hasbro getting in here, undercutting all of that. So good for them. And then there's another listing for 86 Swoop. I don't know if that's just going to be a... That may just be a package refresh. Sleep Optimus.
Yeah, what? Sleepy Time Optimus? What the fudge is that?
That sounds so, like, euphemistic. It's just like he's... It's okay, he's sleeping. It's because he's dead, David. He's dead. He's on a slab. He's dead. He's gray, and he's got battle damage. I assume it's going to be the battle damage one that they released through Target recently. But gray, because he's dead. Sleep Optimus. Sure, Astro. And then we have TF5 Megatron, movie 1. It is kind of funny that they say, oh, I guess they have to call it like TF5, but they can't call it TF1 because that's a different movie. But you would think then they could just call it Movie 5. But no, it's TF5 Megatron and then Movie 1 Optimus Prime. And then also a Autobot cassette pack, which is listed as an exclusive. Ooh. And which sounds like... I mean, I did get Ramhorn and Steeljaw already. And then there was the... It was Eject, or was it the Clear Rewind that came with the blaster? I mean, it would be nice to get those in, like, solid colors. Are you checking? You sound like you're checking.
Yes. Eject, the regular Eject.
Okay. So the blue one.
That box is actually behind me.
Yes. Mine is in...
I've opened Twin Cast. I haven't opened the regular black.
Mine is in the other room. So, I mean, that's good, but I think I, for one, probably have... Unless they do, like, Noise and Graphy. I would get Noise and Graphy. I need to go on AliExpress and see if I can find a knockoff Noise and Graphy. Hmm. What have I done? I have lost all my tabs. Here we go. Let's... and then we did the extra wave. And 2027 retro carded Bug Bite and Exhaust, which I had to go back and take a look at what day that was posted on, because that had big April Fool's vibes. But no, that's real, which I'm curious about, because one of those was not released in the US originally and the other was a GoBot.
Yeah.
So are they just gonna make up G1 cards for them, I guess? I mean...
Oh, yeah, there was a Masterpiece one of Exhaust.
Exhaust does have a really cool head, though.
Yeah.
Also, his name is hilarious because he's based on the Marlboro deco.
Yeah.
Also, I really like just that we're getting a GoBot. Just another GoBot. Let's just bring in more GoBots.
Mm-hmm. With Bug Bite. We keep making Bug Bite. I love Bug Bite. Yeah. He's
evil Bumblebee.
Fun little
comic. I mean, I guess jerky Bumblebee.
Is he going to have the tribal tattoos again?
Maybe. I mean, that would be worth
I kind of like that doing. Bit of him because it's just weird.
So moving on to some Japanese stuff. There's that Beast Wars box set they're doing, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I didn't look too close at that. Let's see. So are these the...
I think it's just like the ones we already got.
I was going to say, that's the other thing, is it just looked like box sets of toys that had already come out, possibly with slight redecos, maybe like premium deco.
I think the Megatron might have more paint, but everyone else looks pretty much the same.
It does come with correct Inferno, so... Hmm. That's good for them. I mean, it does look like a very nice set, and if you didn't get any of these originally when they came out as part of Kingdom, then get a nice big box set of them. Like, is there a price? This seems expensive.
Oh, yeah. It's got like seven toys in it.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Retail is $220, basically. $220.
That's not... bad, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably that adding all those up to retail.
Really good, yeah.
Also, Takara Tomy is doing a Masterpiece RC in prototype colors for some reason.
Sure.
And I don't know if a good place to go with this in the flow of news, but those of us who bought in on Lyokaiser have gotten emails to confirm our addresses. So that's exciting. I had to make sure mine was up to date. I may have to take that day off, so I know I'm here to sign for it. My usual evening coworker just had to do that for, like, his new cell phone, so we'll be even. But, yes, so those... It sounds like Lyokaiser might be shipping next month. So maybe by the next time we record, we will have Lyo's Kaiser. That'll be exciting. I'm excited to get those guys.
Oh, I can do compare and contrast with the third party ones. Yay.
I can do compare and contrast with my memory of the G1 ones that I sold in 2012 to buy a new laptop. But yeah, that's exciting. Those are gonna be fun. I need shelves. I'll have to buy shelves just to be ready.
Yeah.
I got some new media shelves, but they're not for toys. They're like the couple of rods in between some boards, so they're just for DVDs and VHS and stuff. Back to the other Japanese stuff, the Animus Machina Predaking. There was a lot of talk about how much that was going to end up costing. It turns out it is smaller than you might have feared. So it is a mere $440 through Hasbro Pulse. He is orderable through Hasbro Pulse. They are orderable. I want to get in the habit of plural they, them for combiners. They are $440. Like I said, there are some comparison pictures out there now. Not as big as one might have feared when, I know when I was thinking it was going to be like $600, I was also thinking it was going to be like a lot larger.
Yeah, no, it's smaller than the last Hasbro one, but I think it was bigger than the G1 one?
Probably.
But not by much.
I don't know, the G1 one was pretty chunky.
Yeah.
But especially for that era. They were unusually large for that era. But yeah, that's, I mean, if you just have really strong feelings about that one shot from Call of the Primitives where Predaking just sort of like goes whoop up over the horizon and looks incredible.
It looks really pretty in Predaking mode. I'm still bothered by how big the torso is in animal mode.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
But we do have a price for that. It is currently available for pre-order. On Hasbro Pulse, it says this pre-order will be available to ship on approximately June 28th, 2026. So that is a known quantity now. As I mentioned briefly before, G2 Menosaur, Takara Tomy has put out that they're doing a box set, which everybody was like, but I just bought like three of the American ones, and now... That's gonna suck. Fortunately, Mark from Hasbro has said on Instagram that they are still working on a US one. So if you're in line to finish the Hasbro G2 Menosaur, stay in line. You don't need to sell off the old ones, but if you missed out on any of those, or you just always wait for Japan to do their version. There's also the manga. It looks like it's more Hayato Sakamoto, so it's silly and a little bit TNA. But those are always a lot of fun to just, like, see what he's got, you know, scribbled in the background. So, let's see. We got photos of the Armada Jetfire that's coming up for Age of the Primes, which is fun. He comes with the three mini-cons, the three space mini-cons, but he does not come with his own mini-con.
Yeah, no, the mini-con that used to be his landing gear.
Yes, he does not come with Commodore. mini-con names were so bad. Liftor.
Mostly, yeah.
But I do appreciate that he does at least come with some mini-cons. He comes with the Requiem Blaster.
Then who's going to have the Skyboom Shield? Who's left to make? I guess if they make Overload?
Starscream.
Oh, didn't they already make Starscream?
Yeah. Yeah, they could do another one.
I guess they do Starscream again.
I don't know. But we do have it confirmed that they will be also doing a reissue of the Armada Optimus Prime to go with him, and they do combine.
Yeah.
And the combined form does look pretty cool. So for...
Yeah, the legs expand in a neat way.
For the Armada heads out there, that's something to look forward to. It does look really good. I see him. I hear Scott McNeil in my head. It's pretty dead on. Also, there's just a bunch of reissue news in general. There is talk that there may be a Greenlight reissue. She was that one of the, like, back when they had that year or two where they just did a bunch of female characters, but they were all the same mold. She was an Amazon exclusive one, and she came with a little black lion weaponizer. In the second volume of IDW Comics, she was dating RC, or maybe they were married. She was with RC. So the important thing is that she is a lesbian with a black cat, and so I have been committed to having to not sell that toy, even as it got to be worth ridiculous amounts of money. It is my figure. I have her. But that is really good for people who are trying to complete that set, because the aftermarket on her has gotten absurd. It's just like absolutely ridiculous. Hundreds of dollars.
I don't remember if I got her. I think there was one I was missing.
Well, if it was her...
What was the orange one?
Firestar?
No, was it maroon or something? There was a weird colored one.
Okay. Yeah, there were too many of them.
Yeah, there were six of the dang things or something.
The important thing about her is she's a cat lesbian. So, important character. Also, they may be redoing the Throne of the Primes from San Diego Comic-Con.
Again.
Maybe. And then also there are rumors that they're going to rerun Shattered Glass, Starscream, and the Earthrise Runabout.
Yay! Oh, Lancer was the one I think I'm missing.
Ah.
She was orange and sort of purplish.
So they have some more, we've got some more NFL stuff. Skull Grin.
Yeah, like, were you, like, three other teams, whatever. One of them, the Vikings one is called Skull Grin.
That is a pretty hilarious wordplay. I appreciate their game.
Yeah, I want that one just be, well, the name, and it's going to be purple and gold.
Yeah. There's also the Buffalo Bills Blizzard and the San Francisco 49ers Gold Rush.
I get that. That's a Rock Lord's name.
That would be a pretty great Rock Lord's name. So they continue to be occasionally extremely inspired on these, but most of the time just kind of mid. I am kind of waiting. If I was going to get one, I would be holding out for the Baltimore Ravens. So we will see if they get to that. I mean, obviously, they're still going along with them.
People have been seeing, like, the first wave of them in stores, like, on sale. Like, in Walmart, I think.
I haven't seen them in stores at all.
I've seen them in stores. I haven't seen them on sale.
Have you seen them in the Transformers section? Or are they with, yes. like... Okay. Because I'm not overlooking at sports merch.
No. The ones I saw were in the Transformers section. They're like $27 or something, $28.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen them in a store at all. But, I mean, that seems like one of those things that is like a thing that you just get a guy who likes football, and that they don't have to be normally Transformers collectors. So there's a market for that that's kind of its own thing as well. But yeah, they are still going with those. Little bit of comics news. You had pointed out that one of the previews for the upcoming Skybound stuff features Dr. Archiville.
Yeah. Not just on the cover. Apparently he's in the comics. Like, what the heck? He's like, okay, him back, sure.
It is some extremely Dr. Archiville looking Dr. Archiville with, like, ridiculous metal skull plate and everything.
Dr. Wily with a metal skull plate and shaved mustache, that's just what he is.
Yeah, so that's fun. Also, the new Mask series is getting promo stuff. That is on June 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Announced as a mini series or just series?
I think it's announced as an ongoing. I kind of feel like everything these days, I mean, maybe less so with a company.
Yeah, I guess they don't really announce mini series much anymore.
Yeah, less so with a company like Skybound. I know with Marvel, it almost feels like everything is assumed to be a 5-issue, and then if you're lucky, you get to keep going, unless it's like a legacy title. I don't know if Skybound, but I do know that they are really pushing it. My comic shop has a poster for it. They are plugging that. So we will see if they can make Mask happen. I don't know. Mask seems like one of the less interesting, like inherently interesting of the 80s properties that are now under Hasbro's roof.
I think it's interesting for a mini series idea. As an ongoing, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much you could squeeze out of that rock.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it easily fits in with G.I. Joe and Transformers, but maybe like a little too easily to be all that interesting. So, I mean, I've still, of course, added it to my poll. So we'll see if that's, we'll see how that is. The creators on it are not anyone I'm familiar with.
Oh, I didn't even look.
So, we'll see. I will give it a chance. I will just hope this whole Energon thing keeps going for long enough to find out that Slither from the Inhumanoids is involved with Cobra Law. That's my dream, my hope.
Can they even get the Inhumanoids licensed? Well, because they have the Inhumanoids license. They don't. Last time they tried to do anything with it, they didn't actually have the Inhumanoid names and characters specifically.
Yeah.
Just the concept.
But, you know, it's coming out. It's out there. If you are getting all the Energon Universe stuff, get that added to your poll. Local comic shops live and die on people's polls. So that is, you know, support your local comic shop. Paramount has allegedly still got another movie penciled in. No details, though.
Sure. Whatever.
There is, for the 40th anniversary, a Transformers the Movie Ultimate Visual History book. It's currently listed on Amazon as a $50 hardcover, which is pretty standard coffee table book sort of pricing, so...
Well, it looks like it's 60, but currently on sale for 46 or something.
Yeah, I see that. List price 60, so definitely this is a book you could smack a person pretty hard in the head with. But that's, I mean, I assume it's going to be a lot of stuff I already know, but then again, it's probably I wouldn't be surprised if it's got a lot of storyboards from Peter Chung in there. If I had known back in the 90s that the Aeon Flux guy had worked on Transformers, I would have been intolerable about it. Because I'm so desperate for it to seem cool. 256 pages. That's pretty serious for a 1.86 pounds. So yeah, that's going to be a pretty solid coffee table book. I'll probably get it. Speaking of Transformers the Movie, this is very exciting. So Vince DiCola, back in the day, in conjunction with 3H Productions, put out two CDs through the BotCon business structure. One was called The Protoform Sessions, which had a lot of demo stuff. And the other one was Artistic Transformations, which came about because at, I think it was at 97, there was a piano in the hotel lobby. And he just started riffing on just piano versions of the score. And everybody was like, this is amazing. So he actually did some arrangements and put it out as an album through the convention. That is actually where the piano version of Dare that we use for this podcast comes from.
Yes.
And also it's great. I used to actually listen to it to go to sleep a lot. It's very like,
yeah, it's
chill, yeah, nice. But it still evokes like a place that I enjoy in my head.
Yeah.
The whole like Transformers the Movie vibe. But yes, it is really exciting because those have been extremely difficult to find for ages. I wouldn't be surprised if archive.org had rips of them.
Probably.
Just because they're so like impossible to get a hold of. But now
$14. Oh shit, I should get that.
Yeah, $14 a piece. There were a batch of them with autographs that have sold out at this point. But you can get the non-autographed ones, $14 a piece, through it's Special Edition Music. So look it up, specialeditionmusic.com, Vince DiCola. And yeah, they've got both of those CDs. Get that physical media. You can also, I think you can get digital. Yeah, you can get digital downloads for $8. But get the CDs, make your own lossless rips of them, put it on your Zune. Live the good life. So that I am thrilled to death that those are actually back in print now, that those are available again, because that's really fun to listen to. It's the piano arrangements are just so nice and just chill. And the demo stuff is really great, and it's really good historical stuff.
You say lossless rips.
Yeah.
Which is a good idea to have your own copies.
Yes.
First, you need a computer with a CD drive. That's becoming rarer these days.
I, personally, because I am a goblin,
of course.
I have an external CD-ROM drive.
So do I.
I have an external DVD-ROM drive that I can connect to my MacBook for ripping DVDs and CDs.
Mine is actually a Blu-ray player. I don't know. I haven't tried to rip anything.
I need to get one that does Blu-ray or 4K.
I have a DVD burner, but I don't know if it still works.
I need to shell out for one that does Blu-ray ideally I should shell out for one that does 4K, but those are getting up above $100, and that's a chunk of money.
Fuck the 4K. Just getting a Blu-ray one, there's a technical problem in that, in getting to actually play on the computer.
Yeah.
Like, the drives and things, you gotta pay extra. No, it's
you get an
bullshit.
External... Oh, do you mean, like, getting...
Yeah.
Something to play the movies?
Yes! From my external drive on the computer.
Oh, that's because you're using Windows.
Okay, there is that.
But yes, I realize not everybody has CDs, but you should, if you do not have any way of dealing with physical media, if you have released physical media from your life, you can also get 16-bit digital downloads of them for $8 a piece and give Vince some money. Great to have. It's I'm thrilled that those are available again.
Side plug, since I didn't have a better place to put it, Cybertronic Sprig. I bought CDs. I haven't actually listened to them and stuck them in the car. Wait, do I have a CD?
Hey.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I have a CD player in the car.
Do you? I think, what year model is yours?
2023.
Okay. You should check. Mine's a 2020. We both have Subarus.
Yes.
Mine's a 2020, and I think it might have been one of the last years that they did CD players.
I got the fancy sport or whatever edition, so I have extras. So
okay.
I think I have a CD player.
Yeah, see if you have a CD player.
I think I've used a CD in it, but I may have only done it once. So.
I do actually.
Yeah, oh yes, I have.
I do actually keep
90% sure
a copy of Cybertronic Spree's Transformers 1986 in my CD player in my car, so I am always prepared.
I grabbed two. I forget which one we got. Because I haven't used them yet. Oh, that's another thing. I need to get jewel cases because they come in. Just little envelope thingies. Or find my old CD car case thing.
Or just do like I do and just have stacks of physical media lying around everywhere.
Well, I don't do that.
Cats
barf on it.
I'd
like to have
my
jewel cases. So. Yeah. I have a tower. Well, multiple towers of old jewel cases.
I bet
CDs.
You can get sleeves.
Okay, yeah, I did get the movie and...
And Ravage?
Well, they're in envelope sleeves. Yeah, I got Ravage and the movie.
Nice. Yeah, that's good stuff. Physical media is great, y'all. Woo!
Yes. Yeah, they were having a... Was it sale for something like a month ago or something?
Some blessed soul on Reddit has posted on the Zune forum that they're doing an open source platform agnostic version of the Zune client, and it is changing my life. Because now I can sync new music to my Zune from my MacBook, and I don't have to maintain a Windows 10 install on a backwater partition of my media server just for managing my Zune. Anyway, questionable licensing corner. Honorable mention to the Autobot symbol Optimus Prime, which has big dumb license thing energy despite literally not being licensed. By which I mean it's actually first party. It's an actual Hasbro product. This is what you get for Christmas from your in-law who just knows that you like Transformers.
I kind of like it. It's stupid, but it's amusing.
It is. It's also way too expensive.
Optimus who transforms into a symbol. How much is it? I didn't look.
It's $47.
How tall is 7 inches tall? That is.
Yeah.
That stand it comes with better make noise.
I was going to say that stand it comes with better get me off, but.
Something.
Deeply inappropriate.
That's a bit too much.
I mean, that's too much.
If they also make a Decepticon one, they'd make neat bookcase, like bookends.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, it looks fine. It definitely does not look $47, and it's definitely something that you're just given as a present by someone who knows that you like Transformers.
Oh, yeah, no, that stand is just a stand. It doesn't have, like, a sound box or nothing. Fuck.
And it does feel really licensed, even though it's technically not.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, engineering wise, it looks fine.
It's just.
Yeah, it feels licensed.
It's just why. It's just why. A little bit of good licensed stuff, actually. A couple new blockies waves. We're not going to touch too much on third party stuff, but.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even throw blocky stuff in the notes because it was like. Like mentioning waves, and I was like, oh, there's so many of them, and I think we already knew about half of them or whatever.
I just really wanted to mention the Scorponok and Sixshot because they're great, and also that's in the like taller line, but also the Defender series, which is the tiny chibi ones, also has. Actually, that one has a lot of super fun stuff, because that has all the Beast Wars Neo and the Beast Wars stuff.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yes.
So it's got the little Galvatron and the little Magmatron and a little, what's-his-name, who was the Triptychon, Gigastorm.
Something like that.
And a little big convoy.
The most ridiculous thing is the... Leo convoy, but the beast mode is just a goofy looking little lion.
Just a cute little lion.
Flappy bits.
Just a cute little lion, dude. It's a fun series. So shout out to that because they look like fun. The walkie stuff is wild. So please do not spend good money on the limited edition Funko Pop damaged Optimus Prime. It's stupid. Don't do it. Releasing later this month on 4/29, April 29th, limited to 9,500 pieces. Something called Evend has this exclusive, like, I guess it's a collab with Supreme, which is that company that keeps getting collabs that are just for, like, people with too much money. It's gold, and he's all, like, cracked and
yeah.
It's a Funko Pop. It's fucking Funko Pop. No, it's stupid. I hate it. It makes me mad. It makes me mad that it's a limited timed exclusive drop with Evend. Everything about it is just toxic. Everything about it is awful. There are some really cute little plushies if you're in China. I actually have some of a previous wave of these. I managed to get somebody... There was someone on Blue Sky who had bought some cases of them to disperse to the winds. And I did manage to get a hold of the Jazz and the Hot Rod. But they're just really cute little chibi plushes. I need that Skyfire. I need that. I need him. Look at him. Yeah, look at his little face.
Big heads, little body. The Skyfire is... I want the Megatron. The Beast look Megatron.
There is a Beast Megatron, which is very exciting. Also an Optimus Primal. Look how grumpy that Ultra Magnus is.
Yeah.
Look how grumpy he is.
Yeah, honestly, pretty much any of them would be great to have.
So these are extremely cute. I have a couple of them, like I said, and they are pretty good quality. If you just keep an eye on Fandom Spaces, you'll find people who import cases of them because they only sell them in China. But people do sometimes.
AKA wait for
or TFCon. Wait for TFCon. But they are adorable and they're decent quality. New popcorn bucket just dropped.
Yeah.
At the Universal City Walk Hollywood.
Does it work like many of the early popcorn buckets that sold out?
I don't know.
Can you? Would you with the popcorn bucket?
It has light up eyes. It's just like a big chunky Optimus Prime figure, except I guess his head opens up and has popcorn in it. And yeah, I really don't get the popcorn bucket thing.
Yeah, like most popcorn buckets, I got the one for the Dungeons & Dragons movie.
Uh-huh.
It's a big 20-sided dice. Do not recommend using them for actual popcorn.
Yeah.
Such a mess. Oh, there was...
Cannot clean it.
There was... I think there was a Godzilla one coming out that I really wanted, but I can't remember.
I was thinking that the whole popcorn bucket fad just makes me think of the American Godzilla Taco Bell cup holders that some of us still have in our lives.
Oh, there was... Shoot, there was another popcorn bucket I saw recently that I wanted, and now I can't remember what it was, which is probably for the best.
Also, this appears to... I'm not sure if the place that's selling these even has popcorn. I think you just take it home and put your own popcorn in it.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's becoming, because it became such a big thing. It's just nonsense. Like Universal Studios, like the theme park, I think, was selling popcorn buckets for something, and...
Yeah. Well, that's what this is. It's a theme park bucket.
It's become a theme park thing now.
So it's... Okay, fine. I don't know. I'm not a theme park person.
No, not really. Me either. Well...
I don't have that kind of money.
I don't really know.
So, last of questionable licensing corner is the Oppo suits.
Oh, yes.
Menswear. I do really appreciate that the like button-up shirt they have a real gay-looking lady wearing, because I'm like, okay, I see what you're putting down. But also, there is the just button-up shirt, like short sleeve shirt and the shorts with the Beast Wars
print. That's the one I clicked up because I like that shirt because it's just the Beast modes.
I think David Willis has already declared that he will be buried in that outfit.
$65 is quite a lot. Oh, it's the whole set with the pants.
But you can also get the suit that comes... The suit comes with a matching tie, and by matching, I mean in that same ridiculous Transformers print.
No. It's like just like a bunch of like robot designs, like evergreen
it's
stuff.
Clip art.
Like, on flat blue, if it was like more arranged a little bit in like galaxy pattern, like the old G1 box art backs.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it was more that, yes. Because like the Beast one's good because it's the Beast in front of jungle leaves. It's classic Hawaiian shirt shit.
I do kind of want to get the just plain button-up shirt to wear to work. Because they're not sick enough of me at work. I need to cause further problems. I need to start showing up in hideous Transformers print shirts.
Oh, yes.
But that's if you want. I can't get the page to load right for me right now. Do you have a price on that suit?
Oh, the suit. 130
for like the full jacket and tie and everything.
The full men's suit. It doesn't have an option to not. Oh, you can bundle it with a white shirt to go under it. That's another chunk of money. Like 20 or 50 bucks, 20 or 30 bucks.
It makes me regret that we don't have the convention dinners anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely a thing that people would be wearing to the convention dinner. Why? Why? I don't know why it exists. I mean, I know why it exists, because someone out there will buy it, but sure.
I mean, I'm tempted by the Beast thing, but...
The Beast Wars one is kind of fun, ship? Just...
Would it ship in time for TFCon?
So does the Beast Wars one, you have to buy the shorts and the top?
It looks like the suit, it looks like it's just a set.
Because I'd wear just the shirt, but I'm not wearing those shorts. I'm not wearing a matching top and bottom print like that. That's like you're 5 years old.
I mean, no, you don't wear them together. You have to swap them with something else.
It's ridiculous.
Doesn't work. I mean, unless you're on a literal beach and want to be the most ridiculous thing. No.
I mean, I guess maybe we're just not fashionable enough, because these fashion people say this is a thing people should wear.
Just the Transformers shirt, not the Beast Wars one, comes by itself.
I'll get the just the Transformers shirt, and I'll wear it to work, and it'll be revenge because no one noticed my Haro t-shirt, or my Haro button-up shirt. That's just purple with a bunch of little Haros as a polka dot pattern on
it. Yeah, I've seen some of them. The Gundam ones tend to be really expensive. Well, not that these are cheap, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was... I got this, like, for 5 minutes. I was going to switch my work wardrobe to wearing, like, button-up pattern shirts like that. But I had forgotten that they just keep it really cold in the building, and I can't wear short sleeves at work because it's too cold. So... I got a couple nice pattern shirts like that, and sometimes I'll just wear them and just have a jacket over my shoulders while I'm working.
Oh, that reminds me, I gotta wash and maybe not iron, but do something about my shirts from last TFCon. I think some of them are still in a bag.
Oh, yeah. You need to deal with that.
Yeah.
So, sightings. That was a lot of news. That was a whole lot of news.
Yes. Oh, shit, it's been a while.
Yeah. Liege Maximo has been showing up at Walmart's. That's going to be a whole moment for me just seeing it on the shelf. I have him pre-ordered at Entertainment Earth, and cancel pre-orders from, like, you know, retailers like that. I will cancel a Walmart pre-order in a heartbeat, but...
Oh, yeah.
If it's Entertainment Earth or Big Bad Toy Store, if it's just because I found it at Walmart, I will wait. But that will still be an exciting moment to see that on the shelf, because, again, take that back in time to 15-year-old me.
Okay, yeah, I do have him pre-ordered from Entertainment Earth, because that's one I definitely want to get and not miss.
Yes! Yeah, that's really exciting. He is shipping with Big Convoy. Who Big Convoy is gonna end up on clearance. I keep thinking need to buy him, and then I have to remind myself that he is a mammoth and not a mastodon, and therefore
for me that's close enough if he's on sale.
Yeah, if he was on a good sale, I would still have to get him and declare him to be the mascot of my mastodon server. But Mammoth is not a mastodon.
I guess I have seen people get him, because I've seen people like paint him because like he's just a solid brown. There's no gradation, and he needs a gradation.
He could use some airbrushing. I actually, just before Christmas, when Target was having a big sale, I saw him on the shelf. I think it was right before Christmas. And I was, like, actually on my phone looking up his TF Wiki page to see if he was a mammoth or a mastodon. It's like, oh, he's a mammoth. That's different. Nexus Prime and Sideways have been showing up at U.S. retail at Target. I actually just today saw my first Amalgamous Prime on the shelf. Though I know I've missed him previously because I've seen his wave mates. But I saw him at Walmart. And the Deluxe Wave, I just put Deluxe Wave with Power Glide because that is all that matters, is that it's got that Power Glide with the alien mask and the heart. Who else is he with? He is in a wave with Animated Ratchet, Prime Smokescreen, and Swerve that is not the right Swerve. I mean, he's kind of spiritually the right Swerve, but...
I'd probably get that Swerve, but yeah.
Well, go to Target and find him on the shelf and be like, I'll get this Swerve.
Next week.
Also, I put in the notes that some of the NFL collab figures were found in the UK, which is hilarious. However, they were found at Forbidden Planet, which is like comic and collectible shop. So it's not like they were found at Smith's or Smythe's or however that's pronounced. Sainsbury's. But... I went to England one time in 2005, picked up some Ash CDs. That is funny that the wrong kind of football is showing up in the UK, but it's at a collectible place, so they probably imported them specifically for collectors.
That just makes me want, like, other crazy collab thingies, like cricket bats or something.
People are getting that Basara Prime, and they seem to like him, so that's good for them. I mean, again, sure. I don't think he should be Optimus Prime.
No.
But Macross 7 is a lot of fun, and I need to finish watching it. And then you wanted to talk for a moment about your Captain Shark.
What also, like, I saw a Funko Pop Beast Megatron, and I grabbed him. And I opened him during this, and then he had, like, a bit of, like, extra glue stuck on his chest, so I had to stick, like, try and scrape it down and then use a black marker to cover it. So that's weird.
I've been a little tempted. I won't lie. If Funko Pops were still $10, I would probably have the Funko Pop Black Arachnia. Yeah. Because I've seen her in the store and been like, oh, no. But then they're $15 now, and that... That's over impulse buy for me.
I forget what I paid. I think it was marked down or something. I don't know how much. I just saw it and grabbed it.
Anyway. If I found one on sale, I would absolutely have it in a heartbeat.
Anyway, yes, Captain Shark. Well, because the metal card bots are now coming out, like they're in stock at Big Bad, and I got to get the one I ordered shipped. Mm-hmm. Like people were talking about, Captain Black Hook. No, that's Benny's name. What is Steel Hook? The pirate ship one. I was like, talking about that. I was like, oh yeah, he's kind of neat. I already had him. And then we were talking about like Galleon, the web divers. Galleon that turns into a pirate dragon robot. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I'm of the pirate robot ships, the main one I'm missing is Captain Shark. I wonder how much it costs on eBay.
Uh-huh.
So I looked.
Is it not that bad?
No, a complete one in a box set is ridiculous. It's like $250 to $300 with all the bits and stickers unapplied and basically unopened. And there was one sitting there for $75, missing a few parts, which was basically just like its sword and a couple little, like, the hook that comes with it. Mm-hmm. Some of the stickers are a little fucked up, but most of them are fine. Most of the big parts are intact. Has all his guns. So I thought about it, and then like 2 hours later, it's like, when am I ever going to find a mostly complete Captain Shark for this cheap again?
It is pretty good.
Fuck it. I'm buying it.
Yeah.
So for $75, I think that was including shipping, I now have a Captain Shark
and he's glorious. Like, it's kind of too much to pay for what he is, because he's very limited. But getting a complete one is way more expensive.
Yeah.
So he's good, and he's Captain Shark. He doesn't... Transformation's pretty easy, because it's a Brave Series toy from Goldran.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot going on.
Yeah.
The legs are stiff. The arms have more articulation than I would have thought, which still isn't a lot. But he's fine. He's pirate, captain, shark, robot thing.
That is what truly matters. That is all that matters.
He is glorious. And it also is like, having him stand next to Steelhook, is like, oh yeah, the metal card box guys were definitely riffing on this toy. Because, like, if Steelhook's legs were red, it'd be more obvious how much a reference they are. Because, like, the same colors, they both have a pirate hat as a head. An eye patch. All three of these guys sitting in front of me now have an eye patch on a robot. One of them is a dragon.
On a robot.
He actually has two.
What?
The dragon has a giant skull for a chest plate with an eye patch.
Ooh. Sure.
Yes. Okay, sorry. It's probably going to be impossible to find Galleon anymore from WebDiver.
Yeah.
He is the best one of the lot, by far. He has so much articulation. He's a damn dragon pirate. He's the best one, but like I got him from Big Bad Toy Store ages ago when they had a bunch of WebDiver stuff left over and they were having them on sale, and it's like, fuck it, I want a dragon boat.
Yeah. I mean, reasonable.
And he's so good.
It's a reasonable way to feel about things.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's been my toy collecting lately.
I got some dinner knives on a really good sale today. I've been buying camping stuff this month, so yeah, I'm waiting for the next round of stuff to hit, which is going to be Power Glide and Leech Maximo. Also, I'm very excited about that Marvel Legends 80s Psylocke. But yeah, I haven't gotten much fun stuff this month, sadly. Just adult things like a new frying pan.
Yeah, I know. I have to adult for a bit.
So, discussion, what's really standing out about these listings? I personally, if that G2 Megatron ends up being like the Studio Series Megatron with all his accessories left out and just purple and green, my heart will be broken.
Yeah.
That would make me very sad, because that, I mean, I guess like we were saying at the top of it, like, sometimes there's listings where you're like, no, I've been burned too many times on listings for this character not living up to what I wanted for this character. As long as he's got the massive tank rack, as long as he's just got big ol' massive tank titties, then I love that original toy so much. Speaking of toys that I bought at Toys R Us with babysitting money.
Okay, like, wait, what size was he, a leader or Voyager?
He is a Voyager.
Okay, so, stupid theory, going back to previous idea. What if Guzzle is a pre-tool of him? So you're getting two out of the same mold, so it will be a new mold.
I mean, I suppose, because I think there was some bouncing around with whether Guzzle was going to be, like, specifically, like, Last Stand of the Wreckers IDW Guzzle design, or if he was going to be...
I mean, that's the one I'd want, but I kind of doubt it.
Yeah, he's not in Studio Series, which does make it feel like he may just be, like, original...
Yeah, he's a redeco of somebody.
G1 Sparkler Minibot. That's what they called them in the UK comics, was Sparkler Minibots.
Sparklers.
Instead of Sparkabots, which is a little better.
Okay, he's a green tank with, a gold... he could almost be a redeco of anybody.
Yeah, so I could see... Does his tank chest stick out?
Not as... Well...
Because that's the most important thing.
Not really, but it could be. It sort of
like the toy looks like it's rounded, like it should project, but like he's a flat little guy, as if he was a combiner limb.
Yeah.
Like his articulation level.
Well, yeah, because they had the whole mechanism for the sparks in their chest.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is an interesting proposal that Guzzle could be a pre-tool for G2 Megatron, a proper G2 Megatron. We've just had too many G2 Megatrons over the past, you know, 10, 20 years that have just been G1 Megatron shaped, and which kind of lose, like, the big, tall shoulders and the shoulder gun. I mean, I do have the only Transformers Ultimates figure I got was the G2 Megatron. Because that was just important to me. So I am very curious about that. I assume that the animated Slipstream has to be a pre-tool for a Starscream.
I saw somebody suggest it was a pre-tool for, like, animated Starscream.
Well, yeah. Because it's animated.
Or maybe Prime Starscream, I guess. Prime.
Oh, that would be... I mean, I guess they are a similar shape.
Yeah, they're
But I would assume that they would be a pre-tool for animated Starscream, which would be good because we haven't really gotten... We haven't gotten a toy of animated Starscream since animated.
Oh, yeah. Plus, we've gotten other animated Autobots. We have... And Lugnut's coming. Yeah, okay, yeah. Slipstream is... I'd put money down. She's a pre-tool for animated Starscream.
It is interesting that they're doing her and, you know, also doing Starscream.
I guess it's the thing they're doing now, because, like, with the Thundercrackers you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Let's see. Other thing. I am very excited about the IDW stuff, and I hope that it does well. I am curious which drift they're going to do, but the earlier one was a really solid design, but I feel like if he's a Voyager, then it's probably the more the meets the eye one. Like, because the original one was a deluxe. It was already a deluxe. It's always been a deluxe. Let's see. But yeah, I do have strong feelings about the G2 Megatron. My heart is wrapped up in that. I'm waiting to see. Though that's the that's the Age of Evolution. It is nice to see more animated stuff coming out. They're doing a whole lot of that. They need to do a new Prime Soundwave too.
Yes.
Yeah, he needs to be a new one. Yeah, I'm curious as to the Sky Guard, and I guess the Cyber Shark is probably just a repack.
Yeah, this is a redeco.
Curious about Guzzle. I'm curious about New Prime.
Collapse. What the fuck is Collapse?
Yes.
That's the one I'm most excited about because I have no idea what it is.
I am going to be just like waiting, bated breath. Waiting to see what the G2 Megatron is going to be like. But yeah, I really hope the IDW stuff does well, because I know that's like, you know, there are huge swaths of the fandom that mostly just care about IDW.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, like, not everybody. I mean, there's definitely some people who have been in the fandom for a long time who just... didn't really vibe with IDW.
And there are some people, yes. What we really need is Blokey's IDW waves.
I mean, they've already done a little bit.
I mean, they've done some, but...
But we do need more. It's true. It's true.
But, like, give me a wave with, like, Skids, Nautica, Rung.
Aw, Blokey's Rung would be perfect. He would be perfect. But yeah, they could... And I mean, they need to bring that stuff back into print. It didn't come up, but did you see that Skybound is doing a Kickstarter for a Joe compendium that includes the IDW stuff?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah. So that's, like, a huge deal. I'm a little... I'm not, like, in deep with the Joe fandom enough to know if it is significant that they're not... that they seem to be skipping the Devil's Due stuff. Like, I don't know... I mean, at the time, the Devil's Due stuff was better regarded than the Dreamwave Transformers stuff.
Yeah.
Because, as in many cases, sometimes G.I. Joe is just objectively better but less interesting because it's just boring humans. I don't know if I'd say that about the Energon Universe stuff, because the G.I. Joe stuff is just kind of alright. But yeah, I am very curious to see if we are maybe actually going to get some IDW compendiums. I think that would be massive. So that would...
I mean, I figure that's inevitable.
Though, like I said, I am curious if they skip over Dreamwave. And if they're skipping over Devil's Due for G.I. Joe, they might skip over Dreamwave for Transformers. Yeah. But I am very excited to see if they do that, because that would be great. That would be really good to have that stuff collected again, because it's ridiculously expensive to get the trades on the aftermarket, and it really just exists at this point as PDFs on pirate sites. So...
And, like, there
that
was...
That would be great to see.
They never finished it all in collected editions, did they?
No.
Yeah.
Because they hadn't... They, like, switched gears, and then they were... Yeah. It was a whole thing, but even the original, like, the last big hardcovers they were going to do of the IDW1 just didn't get to come out before they stopped, before they lost the license. So, fingers crossed. At one point, I was going to try to collect all those hardcovers, and I was like, I need to buy a house. I can't just buy, like, $100 book every month for the next few years until I finish this set. But, yeah, I'm excited to see if they continue with that. So, anything else from the upcoming stuff you wanted to comment on before we... take a much deserved rest.
I'm excited about more bug bite and exhausts.
That is fun.
There are a couple of things that were just like interesting little things that maybe I'll get later, but nothing like jumped out as definitely need, other than I think I bought most bug bites. I don't think I have all of them.
I am so curious to see how they make Dreamwave Optimus Prime happen in three-dimensional space.
Sleep Prime. What is Sleep Prime?
I mean, I assume that's just a euphemism for dead Prime.
Probably.
Like when you drive past a dead animal on the side of the road and your kid's upset and you tell them he's just sleeping.
It's sleeping.
I don't have children.
No.
I just have the feral neighborhood kids. Sleep Prime. Is that going to say that on his box?
I mean, that would be hilarious.
What is new Prime?
I doubt that's actually what the box is going to be called, but this is weird.
I assume it would just be like sleep mode Optimus Prime. It's like he's not dead, he's just sleeping. I am going to buy this Fortress Maximus so hard. It's going to be so good. I'm going to be so excited. I'm going to hug him. He needs a hug. He's very traumatized. Fort Max is one of those characters who's like really several different characters, but I love them all. Like how Scorponok is three of my favorite characters.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there isn't a bad Scorponok. They're all just different.
The Rebirth one and the...
Well, actually, there's four.
Yeah, I mean, the IDW one is definitely his own thing, but also I don't care about him as much as I care about Prepare to Feel the Sting of...
No, he's just got a bait. But he's got a child to take care of.
He does have a child to take care of. So yeah, gonna buy Nautica in a heartbeat. That's another one of those that's gonna be really exciting to just see on a shelf in the store.
that was just a given. It's like definitely getting Nautica.
Just to see it existing. Well, the Hasbro design people have been hinting that that's something they really want to do. So
yeah,
I am excited for a new wave of IDW appreciation.
Well, if we're getting a new Nautica, we should get a new Skids.
I did get a new IDW e-reader Skids this month. I got a Kobo Clara color. I have put James Roberts' Eugenesis on it, and I will get around to reading that at some point in the near future on my new e-reader. Hmm. So are you familiar with that?
The Eugenesis thing that he did ages ago, I have it downloaded somewhere. Just never read it.
I am going to read it, though. Just you watch after I'm finished doing my Elric reread. So I think that is quite enough going on about Transformers news for this month. Yeah. Lot of stuff for like a random spring month, like no conventions or anything, just lots of stuff dropping. Hopefully...
Well, it's mostly just like lists of things that are coming.
Well, yeah, but that counts as news. That counts more as new. That's better for like podcast discussion fodder than like pictures of things that we already had on a list. Because it's like, then we saw this thing, then we saw this thing. Whereas the list is the announcement that it establishes the existence of the thing. Man, that G2 Megatron, my heart. Dare I hope? Dare I hope?
Skullgrin.
Yes.
Skullgrin needs a new head.
Skullgrin, like a skull head.
Kind of, or Viking helmet.
Okay. So yes, that I think is enough Transformers news for this month. Hopefully, by the time we reconvene, we will be playing with some Breast Force members, and I will be trying to make myself call them Chest Force, and probably continuing to fail, because again, my fondness for Victory goes back to like early 1995. So
actually, if anything, if you're going to change the name, why would you turn to Chest Force when you could just remove a letter and Beast Force?
Yes, Beast Force
was
right there. They got
helmets, they come with little guys.
They're furries. Beast Force. It's obvious. I mean, yes, it would make a lot of sense to call them Beast Force, and I don't know why they went with Chest Force over Beast Force.
I don't know. Unless there's some weird line somewhere if somebody else has Beast Force, but
or maybe they didn't want to confuse
it with Beast
like
Wars or something.
Yeah, with the actual like Beast Former, you know, the ones who are actually beasts. They didn't want it to seem like they were actual beasts. I don't know, man. All I know is that Chest Force just is. It's sad.
Yeah. It. If anything, it's more perverse.
Yes.
Because the Breast Force is just like, well, that's a weird Japanese mistranslation of something. Chest Force is you're focusing on the chest.
Yes.
Okay.
I do think Beast Force would have been a lot better, but because they are animal themed. It's a bunch of furries with little animal buddies. But I guess
if you're
going
to call them Chest Force, you might as well call them Brawbarians or something.
That would be amazing.
That's probably some weird adult softcore movie.
Probably. It had better be. If it's not, I'm going to get on that. So that is it for this month. We will see you next month when we just keep singing the Victory theme and or closing music a cappella all the time as we play with toys. Until then, this has been Jen.
And David, this is going to be a long one to edit. This ain't coming out till Monday.
Yeah, sorry.
Or later. Good night.